to test that service. There's nothing worse than obviously being in a situation where we've either got a wrong IP address, etc. We're all that ironed out in that scoping
stuff. And I know you guys use a information gathering form, I think you call it.
Yeah, so again, we typically use that. And again, it just really just depends if somebody knows what they want to put down on that information gathering form in terms of what they know they've got. Or sometimes, to be honest with you, it's just easy with a conversation with somebody. Just jump on a call and discuss something.
Right. So
translate that into an authorization document. So it's fully documented about how that test's going to happen.
So you've got the scope. The client's happy with the scope.
Yep.
What happens next?
So we move on. So once we're everything's sort of set up, and it's probably almost worth saying, if you imagine like a timeline in terms of how this would sort of unfold, if you like, you almost got that sort of pre-engagement where you're talking to the client, you're setting up that scope and whatnot. I guess there's probably a point between then and when we actually start the test